Beloved, let us love one another. For love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world that we might live through him. In this is love. Not that we loved God, but that God loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. 1 John chapter 4. Friends, here at 242 Worship, we've been exploring this book of the Bible called 1 John. And I really hope that you've taken us up on our challenge to you to read the book of 1 John over the course of these past several weeks. And this book, it's 5 chapters long. It's towards the end of the New Testament. It takes about 15 minutes to read 1 John. And if you haven't done that yet, there's still time. There's still time. Go home tonight and dig into this 1 John. And when you do, you're going to see what we've seen over the course of the past several weeks here at 242 Worship. We've seen that 1 John is all about Jesus and the kind of love that he has for you and I. But we've seen that kind of love, the love of Jesus, is a challenging thing. We've been watching over the past several weeks how the love of Jesus, as John shows us in this book of the Bible, how the love of Jesus is challenging us. This is what we've seen. We've seen that the love of Jesus is a barrier breaker. It was a barrier breaker for us. Jesus came to us and he broke down every barrier so that he could show us love. And likewise, the love of Jesus sends us out to show love to people that maybe we would never expect. We've also seen this, that the love of Jesus is consuming. It just takes over. It takes over our lives and it actually changes us. We've seen how the love of Jesus is bold. The love of Jesus is bold. It actually pushes us to speak up for what's right. Speak up with the truth. Do what's right. It's a bold kind of love. But there's one more thing. One more thing about love that John really wants us to see in this book of the Bible. And if you ask me, I think that everything in John's book has been building up to this. It comes in chapter 4, the passage I just spoke to you at the start of the message. This is like, I would say, like the climax of the book. And this is where we see what John really wants us to see about love. And it's this, that love is God himself. Love is God himself. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, John told us that God is love. And maybe you've heard that phrase before. Maybe you've heard that scripture verse before. But for John, when he wrote those words, God is love, when he wrote those words, this wasn't just John giving us a definition. It wasn't him just kind of being clever with words. No. Well, when John wrote those words, God is love, he was giving us those words as a challenge. As a challenge to you and to me. See, John is reminding us with those words, God is love. He's reminding us that we have a calling. We have a mission. We have a challenge to do something. Here's what it is. To let people see God. That's the challenge in John's book. That's the challenge, the mission of his letter. John, if you remember, John reminds us in that passage I spoke to you that he said, no one has ever seen God. No one's ever seen God, and it's true, right? God's invisible. He's separate from us, right? He's up there. We're down here, right? No one has ever seen God. But if this is true, if this is true, then we have the ability, we have the power to give people a glimpse. A small little glimpse, but it's a true glimpse. When we love, if God really is love, then if we love one another, we give people a glimpse of God. So that's the challenge. That's a challenge. Love. That's John's challenge to us. Love anyone and everyone, because when you do, you show people a glimpse of God. And I mean, truth be told, I mean, our world needs to see that. Our world needs to see that through you and I, just a glimpse of the living God. So that's the challenge. Jesus actually told a story once that I think is a really good picture of this idea, this challenge. It was one of the parables of Jesus. Parables were these stories that he would tell, these pictures that he would paint to give people an idea of what God was up to in the world. And so Jesus tells the story and he says, well, there was once this Jewish man. And this Jewish man, he was traveling. And he was traveling on a road between Jerusalem and Jericho. And those who were hearing this story for the first time from Jesus, when they heard those two towns and the road that connected them, Jerusalem and Jericho, they knew right away, oh, that bad news. Bad news. That's a bad road. That's a dangerous road. Everyone knew it. Everyone, in fact, they called it the Way of Blood. Because along that road, everyone knew there were thieves, there were murderers, there were robbers who were just sitting and waiting for people to pass on by so that they could come and take everything they had. And so this man in this story of Jesus, he's traveling on the Way of Blood by himself. And again, the people who are hearing this is like, this is not going to end well. And Jesus says, well, just like you'd expect, the man was mugged, beaten, stripped of everything that he had and left for dead. Not too surprising if you know that area and that road. But then something happens. Two things happen, in fact, that you don't expect. Here's the first one. That there were two people who passed on by. One was a priest. That meant that he was kind of like a pastor. And another was a Levite. That meant that he came from a family of pastors. Those two guys pass on by this guy. Someone who, they were also Jewish people. So this guy that they see on the road, it's like he's their brother. He's one of their own. And they see him. And they keep going. They keep going. Now, were they busy? Were they scared? Were they maybe like, did the sight of blood just kind of gross them out? Like, we don't really know. But what we do know is that surprisingly, these two men of God just kept right on going. But then something else happens. Something else happens that you don't expect. A foreign man passes by. And Jesus says that he was a Samaritan. A Samaritans back in that day, they didn't get along with Jewish people. It didn't get along at all. But then that Samaritan man does something that you never would have expected. He stops. He doesn't keep going. He stops. He helps out this man. He takes care of his wounds. He actually picks him up and puts him on his donkey. He takes him and he takes him to the nearest inn and pays so that this man can be brought back to full health. No one ever saw that coming. What's Jesus saying? What's Jesus saying in this story? If you see that man, that Samaritan man, if you see that man and what he did, you don't just see a nice guy. You don't just see a love story there. No, no, no. You see that man. You see God. You see God. You see, That's what John is saying. That's what Jesus is saying. You don't forget this. You, friends, you sitting right here, right, you have the ability. You have the power, right? You have the ability to let people see God. That's the challenge. That's God's challenge to you and me, to let people around you see God. And how are you going to do that? Love. Love. That story that Jesus told, sometimes we call that the parable of the Good Samaritan. And actually, years ago, there was a study done using that very same story. It happened at Princeton University with a group of their seminary students, so people who were studying to become pastors there. And so this study, the way that it unfolded was that this group of future pastors, seminary students, they were brought to a room. And they were all told that they were supposed to prepare a message, a lecture that they were going to deliver in a little bit. And a good chunk of that group were given the topic of the Good Samaritan. And the other group were given just other various kinds of topics. And so the way that it unfolded, though, is that they had their assignment, they had the message that they were working on, and they were all in this room, and they were preparing this lecture, and then they were supposed to go down the road into another building and deliver that message to another group of people. And one by one, they were dismissed and let go to do that. And so as they're going, though, on this road, in the study, they had this actor, a man, though, who appeared to be in great need. He appeared to be in great need. But he was an actor, but he was along the side of the road, and he was coughing and he was moaning, and it was definitely obvious. He needed some help. And what the study was actually looking at was, okay, so as these seminary students are passing by, who would stop and help? Who would stop and help out this actor man? But they didn't know that. Who would help out this man who appears to be in great need? And what they kind of assumed is maybe what you would assume, right? Who would you think would be the ones who would be the ones to stop and help? It was probably the students who were delivering that day that lecture on the Good Samaritan, right? Slam dunk, right? That's what would happen. Nope. Nope. Surprisingly and kind of sadly, a whopping 2 out of 5 future pastors did stop to help. But what the study found was that it actually didn't make a difference. It didn't matter what the presenter was actually presenting on. And in fact, there was quite a large number of seminary students who literally stepped over this actor victim on their way to their Good Samaritan lecture. Kind of sad, right? But the truth is, maybe you get it. Right? Because how often do you and me pass up our chances to stop and help, to stop and show love? I mean, how often do we miss those kinds of chances to let people see God? I mean, truthfully, how often do we fail to help, to stop what we're doing, to take a second look at someone in need? How often do we fail to forgive? How often do we fail to let go? How often do we fail to put aside our hate? How often do we fail to swallow our pride, to give someone the benefit of the doubt? How often do we fail to encourage and listen? Because all those kinds of things, they aren't just mistakes. They're missed opportunities. Those are missed opportunities to show people God. When we fail to love those around us have actually missed their chance. They've missed their chance to have a glimpse of the living God, because love is God himself. See, John knew this. John knew this because he knew this so well because John, the one who wrote this book of the Bible, he himself caught a glimpse. That's how he knew what he was writing about, because he caught a glimpse. He caught a glimpse of God. And not just because he was a disciple. There were 12 disciples, right? But John, of all those 12 disciples, John was the one who caught a glimpse. He was the one who saw it. Because of all the disciples of Jesus, John was the only one who was standing by the foot of the cross as Jesus was pouring out his life for the sins of the world. All the other disciples, they scattered. Not John. He was there. He saw it. See, at the cross, John, he saw the one who stopped when he had every reason to just keep going. At the cross, John, he saw the one who set aside his own needs so that he could take care of the needs of others. At the cross, John saw, he saw the one who forgave when he had every reason to hold a grudge. John saw that. At the cross, John saw the one who chose to show love when he had every reason to hate. See, at the foot of the cross, John saw Jesus laying down his life, giving his life, dying for the sins of the whole world. And right there, John saw it. He caught a glimpse of God. Why? Because John saw love. Friends, you may not be a pastor. You might not be fancy with words or have big chunks of the Bible memorized or be able to tell all kinds of Bible stories by heart. But I hope you've been listening. Because if you've been listening, you would know that those things don't matter. At least not for helping people see God. When you stop, when you have every reason to just keep going, when you set aside your own needs to take care of the needs of others, when you forgive, when you have every reason to hold a grudge, when you love, when you have every reason to hate, friends, that's your chance. That's your opportunity. When you do that, you give this world a glimpse. You give them a spiritual vision. You give them a supernatural experience. Friends, when you do that, you are heaven on earth. Because when people look at you and see the kinds of things you're doing, when they see that love just oozing through and through in you, when people see that, they see God himself. So take the challenge. Don't miss that kind of opportunity. Take the challenge and love. So, beloved, let us love one another. For love is from God. And anyone who loves God knows God and is born of God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that he sent his only son into the world that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. And he sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another, because no one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. Would you please pray with me? Lord Jesus, Lord, we see you today. We see your cross. We see what you have done for us. We see what John saw today, God. We see everything that you have done for us, giving your life for us on the cross. God, we pray that you would help us, inspire us, help us to take the challenge and show other people love. Let us show other people a glimpse of you, God, here on this earth, because God, this earth needs it so much. All of us here today, we can all think of people who are hurting, people who are sick and really need some healing, people who are lonely and they just need someone just to care, be there for them, be there with them, God. Lord, we know people who are lost, people who just need some direction in their life, God. We know people like that, God. And Lord, we're maybe thinking about some specific people right now, Lord, who are going through these kinds of things. God, we pray. We pray that you would use us to give them a glimpse. They need a glimpse. God, we pray that you would use us to give them a glimpse. Lord, help us. Help us. It's so hard, but help us to get over ourselves. Help us, Lord, to set aside our own needs. Help us to stop and show love. Lord, it's so difficult, but Lord, we believe that with you all things are possible. Lord, let us just reflect on your cross and what you have done for us, and let that move us, Lord Jesus, to give people a glimpse of you. And so, Lord Jesus, it's in your name that we pray all these things here today. Amen. Amen. At this time, we celebrate.